This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Here's how he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome into another edition of Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you this morning, as always. And well, we've got a lot to get to here on this Saturday morning, gearing you up for the Panthers and the Minnesota Wild. What a schedule it's been for the Panthers here in the month of January, and they're playing some of their best hockey of the season, and they're closing that gap between themselves and that second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. Pittsburgh currently occupying that. Panthers have a big game against the Penguins coming up on Tuesday, of course. They'll be on the road Monday against the Rangers, but tonight it's the Panthers home against the Minnesota Wild, so at 6 o'clock FLA Live Arena. We'd love to have you there for that one, but if you can't make it, we've got you covered across the radio network, wherever you're tuned in right now. You can catch the game tonight against 6 o'clock face-off. 5:30 is Panthers preview across the radio network, so we invite you in for that one coming up tonight at FLA Live Arena. The Panthers after that on the road Monday at 7 against the New York Rangers, Tuesday at 7 against the Pittsburgh Penguins, back home on Friday against the LA Kings, Saturday against the Boston Bruins. So quite a schedule leading up to the All-Star break for the Panthers, but after Tuesday they kind of get this big run of road games into the rear view. It's going to be a home-heavy second half after the All-Star break and a chance for the Panthers to really make a move, especially considering the way they're starting to position themselves in the standings and the winning hockey they've been playing as of late. We'll get to a look back at the week that was here in just a moment. A reminder, folks, time to get in on the action. Exclusive Reverse Retro merch is now available at FLA Team Shop and in Pantherland. Go to FLATeamShop.com/retro to purchase exclusive limited edition Reverse Retro jerseys, shirts, and much more today. Mention ton of home games coming up after the break, so you want to make sure you have your Panthers gear. Have the best Panthers gear. FLA Team Shop is your place to go. And something to put on the calendar, folks. Panthers hosting Kids Day on February 20th at FLA Live Arena when they take on the Anaheim Ducks. The first 10,000 fans in the arena will receive a Panthers cereal bowl. Go to FloridaPanthers.com for more info. I know a few people. I might have to get myself one of those Panthers cereal bowls. I could fill that with a great deal of Raisin Bran. But we're going to talk about other things here on this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. As I mentioned, we've got a look back at the week that was coming up here shortly. After that, we will preview tonight's game. Joining us to go behind enemy lines a little bit, if you will, Joe O'Donnell, the radio voice of the Minnesota Wild. He's going to stop by coming up next segment. So we'll preview tonight's matchup, get a look at the Wild, of course, and it's a team the Panthers haven't seen yet this season. That list is starting to shrink quite a bit, teams the Panthers haven't seen yet this season. But they're going to see Minnesota for the first time tonight. Joe O'Donnell's going to join us next segment to talk about it. And coming up later on in the hour, Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, he's going to stop by. We'll preview tonight's game. We'll look back at the week that was. We'll talk about what lies ahead for the Panthers. We'll talk Matthew Tkachuk going to the All-Star game. All kinds of good stuff coming up when we are joined by Billy Lindsay coming up later on in the program. Of course, he'll be with me tonight as we have the Panthers and the Minnesota Wild coming your way. 6 o'clock face-off, 5:30 Panthers preview. Again, go to FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. You can pick up your phone and talk to one of the friendly folks at 954-835-PUCK, whether you want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all your friends. We can sort something out that works for you. All right, let's get into talking about the week that was. Well, the Panthers hit the road Monday. They started a stretch of 3-4 on the road. They went to Buffalo, picked up a win, and here are the highlights as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Far side of the ice, Owen Power gave it away. Matthew Tkachuk in the far corner cuts toward the front of the net, and they score! Tkachuk put it to the front of the net, and it's jammed home by Brandon Montour, the defenseman pinching in. He's able to get there, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead. Sam Bennett gets to the offensive line, had it poked away, regathers control. Bennett down low, backhand in front for Verhaeghe. Bounces, Bennett, he scores! Sam Bennett from right out in front. Good hard work along the boards leads to Sam Bennett cashing in, and the Panthers take a two-goal lead. It's 2-0, 11:56 to go here in the second. Can't get a shot away. Panthers have done a good job containing him here in this one. Two-on-one coming back for the Panthers. Reinhardt, left side of the circle in front. A shot, they score, and it's Anton Lundell. And the Panthers have a 3-0 lead, 34 seconds into the third period. There's Gus Forsling, Kachuk now to Verhaeghe. Long-distance shot on the empty net. He scores, and Carter Verhaeghe, the empty net goal from well beyond center ice. And it's 4-1 Panthers with 98 seconds to play in regulation time. And for Carter Verhaeghe, that's goal number 20 on the season for him. The final seconds tick away. That's it for this one. The Panthers start up their road trip with a 4-1 win here in Buffalo for the Panthers. Back-to-back victories. And they've now won 5 of 7. 4-1, the Panthers top the Buffalo Sabres. A 28-save victory for Sergei Bobrovsky in net. And the Panthers start off this road trip on a high note. 4-1 the final here in Buffalo.
A 4-1 win for the Panthers in Buffalo back on Monday to kick off their road trip. They went to Toronto for a game Tuesday. First matchup of the season for the Panthers and the Leafs. And boy, are those two teams going to be tired of each other by the time we get to the end of the regular season. They're going to play three more times, and they are all in late March and early April. So those are going to be important games for both teams, and I think the Panthers and the Leafs might be a little bit tired of each other, but they're going to be entertaining games, especially if anything we've seen the last few years really is any indication. Of course, the game on Tuesday had a little bit of everything. Panthers fell short in overtime, 5-4. They did have leads throughout that game, but Toronto was able to mount a comeback late, and then they won it in overtime. Panthers did get the point, though. 3 out of 4 points in that back-to-back on the road Monday and Tuesday. In the big picture, of course, the Panthers will take that. Moving on to the game against the Montreal Canadiens on Thursday. And, of course, with Montreal being a team down low in the standings, this is a game the Panthers knew they had to have. And, boy, did they get this one. Here are the highlights from the Panthers' win in Montreal back on Thursday as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Far circle, a face-off, rolling puck around the back of the net. Mike Matheson on it. He's tied up in the corner. Reinhardt with it. Pass in front to an open Barkov. A shot, save, rebound, and they score. It's Reinhardt. He jams it home on the power play, picks up the rebound, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead. A power play goal for Sam Reinhardt with 13:30 to go here in the second period. 15 seconds on this Panthers power play presented by Seminole Coconut Creek Casino. On the right wing side, it's Forsling. Across Verhaeghe into the offensive end. Verhaeghe, front of the net, drops it off. Lundell, Forsling down low. Tipped and they score. Sam Bennett tipped it upstairs. And the Panthers get another power play goal. And they take a 2-0 lead. Ekblad, front of the net, shot. And that rockets away off a bounce. Panthers have struck late in their last two power plays. Here's Barkov, far circle, out to the line. Handled there by Montour. Montour, long shot, tip, rebound, they score. Matthew Tkachuk right out in front. And the Panthers strike on the power play yet again and take a 3-0 lead. Matthew Tkachuk jams in the rebound. And now Forsling pops it along near side of the ice. In goes Cousins. Left side, Luostarina. Top of the near circle. Cuts in front. Drops for Gudas. Far circle. Giovanni Smith, a shot. A save made Montour with a rebound. And they score. Giovanni Smith picks up his own rebound and jams in his first as a Panther. It's 4-0. Down to the end wall. It's Tkachuk over to Barkov in the right corner. Barkov, Tkachuk, side of the net. Tkachuk looks out front. Reinhardt there. Back over to Tkachuk, right side of the circle. Tkachuk, wrist shot, and he scores! Matthew Tkachuk makes it 5-0 Panthers off the post and in. And the Panthers' second period offensive onslaught continues. That's 2 for Tkachuk in the game. Suzuki. And then he had it ripped away by Bennett. Verhaeghe looks out in front, tipped, and they score. And it's Ryan Lomberg crashing the net. And the Panthers extend their lead to 6-2. Ryan Lomberg won a battle out in front, got a stick on it, jams it home. And the Panthers get a 4-goal lead back on their side. No icing here as the pass missed. Giovanni Smith goes into that far corner. It's Matheson. Picks it up behind the net. And Giovanni Smith gave one extra shot to him there. The final seconds will begin to tick away. Dadonov in close down below the goal line. Trying to wrap it around. Loose out in front. A scramble. The horn sounds. And that's it for this one. And the Panthers get a 6-2 win here in Montreal. They take 5 of 6 points on this three-game road trip. And in his first appearance with the Panthers, Alex Lyon gets the victory in net. turning away 23 Montreal shots. A 6-2 convincing win for the Panthers tonight. A game that featured a little bit of everything. On the strength of some great goaltending and great special teams, the Panthers take care of business tonight here in Montreal.
The power play was great. The penalty kill was great. The Panthers picked up that big victory in Montreal 6-2. But Alex Lyon was outstanding, especially right after he came into the hockey game, replaced Sergei Bobrovsky, who left the game, had a lower body injury. 2 minutes, 1 second into the first period, Bobrovsky didn't face a shot. He left the game, and in came Alex Lyon, his first appearance as a Panther. He played in the National Hockey League for Philadelphia and Carolina previously, but that was his first game as a Panther, and he weathered a couple of storms right after he came into the game, kept it scoreless. The Panthers ultimately won the game by a 6-2 final count. We'll hear from Alex Lyon coming up in just a moment, but here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice immediately following Thursday's win in Montreal.
Yeah, maybe the context of it more than anything else. We don't think that we had easy legs today. And then I thought our game was like our power play. You know, we had to kind of scratch and claw to get it going. And then it was really good. So we were really a pretty good team 5-on-5 tonight. Didn't give up a whole heck of a lot. They cracked the post. We did get two or three incredibly important saves. There wasn't a high number of them. But Alex made come in a tough situation. Throw you in on a power play, right? Welcome. Welcome to the game. But he made big saves. And they had a great bench. You know, they're playing for each other, man. They're playing hard for each other. And he's been good. You know, he's worked really hard, but we're running the other guy. And then they always like those gamers, right? Just give me a chance. Just give me a chance. And then they go in and they get their chance. And the guys, they're rallying around that too, right? He's a good guy. The guys like him. He made a big save. And the bench goes wild. So everybody got to enjoy it.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice following Thursday's win in Montreal. Panthers over Montreal by a 6-2 score. And, of course, taking 5 out of 6 points on that road trip, going back to the win prior to that at home over Vancouver. That's 7 out of 8 points there for the Panthers leading up to tonight's game against Minnesota. But not done with that one yet. Panthers picked up that win in Montreal. Here is the winning goaltender, Alex Lyon, immediately post-game on the win.
Yeah, I think experience goes a long way. Just getting put in more of those situations, you get more confident. Just trust yourself and trust the things that make you good, and just stay in the moment and try the best you can. It's really not any secret recipe. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, obviously, there's all kinds of things that go along with it in terms of, contributing to the team and building credibility with the team. But that being said, my approach remains the same, and I just feel like there's a reason why I excel in these situations, and I take a lot of pride in being able to be put in tough spots. That's kind of my role in the organization, and kind of where I've carved out my career. So just stay on the same approach. Got to give a lot of credit to the guys and move forward.
Alex Lyon right there, the winning goaltender from Thursday in Montreal, came on just a couple minutes into the hockey game in relief of Sergei Bobrovsky and backstopped the Panthers to a win in that one. Now, the Panthers didn't practice yesterday. Of course, Sergei Bobrovsky and Eric Staal left the game back on Thursday night with injuries. They didn't practice yesterday, so we didn't have a chance to hear any updates yesterday, but hopefully coming up today, we get some news leading up to the game at some point here today from the head coach, Paul Maurice. But one more soundbite on that game Thursday night. Here's Ryan Lomberg, who really silenced the crowd in Montreal. The Canadiens started to get some momentum going in the third period, even though the Panthers had a pretty significant lead. But Ryan Lomberg scored that sixth goal for the Panthers, made it 6-2, and really quieted the building. Here's Ryan Lomberg with his thoughts on the win. Also goes on to talk about the great performance Alex Lyon turned in, and just again on the win overall.
You know, collectively, we played a good team game. Obviously, Lion King comes in there and kind of steals the show for a little bit to deny them a few good grade A chances. And then, you know, that gave us some time to get the ball rolling. So, great team win. You know, it's impressive. Obviously, somebody in that position, they kind of always have to be ready. And it's a testament to the work he puts in day in, day out. There's no surprise that he got that result, because he's always out there, working hard. So it's great to see. We're all happy for him.
Yeah, I think, two teams that are close in the standings pushing for that spot. So it's they're a good team. It was competitive.
You know, obviously they got some heavy guys, and so do we. So, you know, we love that type of game, and you know, like we're pushing for the playoffs here. So we're trying to play a playoff style game for sure.
So the Panthers have a good feeling going into tonight's game against the Minnesota Wild. 7 out of their last 8 points going back to the game a week ago against Vancouver at home. Had a nice showing on that road trip, picking up 5 out of 6 points, of course, coming off a win over Montreal back on Thursday. So the Panthers feeling good coming into tonight's game, 6 o'clock against Minnesota. Hope to see you there, FLA Live Arena, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And Panthers fans, get ready for 2023 NHL All-Star. Now's your chance to score all-new exclusive All-Star merch. Go to Pantherland or FLATeamShop.com/All-Star to purchase today while supplies last. And a reminder, folks, Panthers fans, come to the dark side. Catch your cats their annual Star Wars night when they take on Nashville March 2nd at 7. Get your ticket package today. Includes a limited edition Star Wars night t-shirt plus a meet and greet with Star Wars characters. Go to FloridaPanthers.com today. Joining us later on in the program to chat all things Panthers, we'll talk to Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. But coming up next, Joe O'Donnell, radio voice of the Minnesota Wild. He's going to stop by. We'll go behind enemy lines, talk a little bit about tonight's opponent, who the Panthers haven't played yet this season, out of the Western Conference, the Minnesota Wild, who have themselves currently in a playoff spot over there in the Western Conference. So Joe O'Donnell joins us next. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, of course, getting set for the Panthers and the Minnesota Wild. Tonight it's going to be a 6 o'clock face-off at FLA Live Arena. 5:30, we've got you covered with Panthers preview across the radio network, so we invite you to join us for that. But we'd love to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK. See the Panthers and Minnesota tonight. One of the only teams on the schedule the Panthers have yet to see. So we look forward to the Panthers and the Wild tonight. Important game for both teams as the games get more and more important with each passing day from here through the rest of the season. The Panthers and FLA Live Arena, excited to bring you the FLA Live app. The FLA Live app is an interactive arena mobile application perfect for enhancing and personalizing visits to FLA Live Arena for Panthers games, concerts, and events. Use this app for tickets, mobile ordering, and much more. Download it now, FloridaPanthers.com/FLA Live. Well, kind enough to take some time out for us this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. A chance to go behind enemy lines a little bit. And as I mentioned, we haven't seen the Minnesota Wild yet this season. So the Panthers and the Wild getting their first look at each other tonight. Joining us this morning on the Panthers Insider Show from the Minnesota Wild radio broadcast, play-by-play announcer Joe O'Donnell. We thank you very much for stopping by. Joe, how are you?
Waking up to some sunshine today. When back in Minnesota, I believe they got a half foot of snow or so. I won't be sending any pictures back home. I can say that much. I don't want to upset anybody.
But I'm sure you're enjoying the views nonetheless over there. So, Joey, thank you very much for stopping by. Well, first thing, Joe, Minnesota, a team that's right in the thick of that race in the Western Conference. As I mentioned, we haven't seen the Wild yet. Panthers and the Wild seeing each other for the first time this season tonight. As far as the Minnesota team goes this season, what's been the general theme of the season for them as they've surged into a position to continue to pursue a playoff spot?
Well, last night, probably not the other night, probably not the best game against Carolina. Minnesota has gotten off to a couple of slow starts recently, but they've been finding ways to win, thanks in large part to some great goaltending from both Marc-Andre Fleury and Philip Gustavsson. And Thursday night in Carolina was no different. The man they call the Flower kept Minnesota in the game early. The penalty kill came up big, but ultimately the Canes, you know, at one point rattled off 5 unanswered between the second period and early stages of the third, and the Wild dropped that one, ending their 3-game winning streak. But overall, to your question, Doug, you know, the start of the season wasn't what anybody expected, losing 3 straight in regulation at home to kick off the year. But then the team really started to commit to its sort of defensive roots, understanding they need to play maybe a little bit differently than they did last year. Last year's Wild team was a franchise record-breaking team in so many categories, but in large part because they scored the most goals that they've ever scored. So not trying to outscore teams this year and win games 6-5, trying to win games more 3-2, 2-1 wasn't something they really had to do a lot of last year, but seems to be their MO this year, and it's helped them get back after that shaky start. you know, again, outside of that game the other night, Carolina put themselves in a pretty good spot here just halfway through the regular season.
Joe O'Donnell here with us, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Wild on Wild Radio broadcasts. And a couple things you mentioned there, Joe, and a couple directions I want to go off of that. You talk, though, about the different ways the Wild can have been able to beat teams. And just from your perspective, we like to highlight, of course, we love everybody to come out and watch the Panthers. But when there are guys who come in with visiting teams that are worth the price of admission, we certainly want to highlight them. And Kirill Kaprizov, they call him the Thrill for a reason. He only comes to Sunrise once in the regular season every year. So I guess if you had to issue the sales pitch, Joe, and maybe just talk about the way that he continues to wow, even though we've already seen him do so many impressive things in the National Hockey League, it seems like, once a week on the highlights, there he is doing something that we haven't seen him do before. How exciting is he to watch on a night-to-night basis?
He's as dynamic as it gets, in my opinion. I mean, outside of a McDavid and a Makar from sort of that wow factor every shift, I'd put Kaprizov in that, for sure, in the top 10 of players that you'd want to see across the NHL. I picked up his 100th career goal the other night in Carolina. I believe I read on the plane afterwards, third fastest active player to reach 100 goals. He's only the 10th Wild player ever to hit the century mark, and I say it like that because he's still in his third season, and the franchise has been around 20-plus years. So that kind of puts in perspective. Minnesota's never had a player like this, at least since Marian Gabrick, and by all indications, I mean, I remember watching Gabrick, obviously, growing up with the Wild, with the Rangers, with the Kings, but Kaprizov is, you know, he's worth the price of admission. His puck protection, his edge work, if you want to get sort of into the minutia of what makes him great, his skating. He and Matt Zuccarello have this sort of innate chemistry between each other. They're fun to watch out on the ice on the power play and 5-on-5. Sam Steele's fit in nicely as their center iceman. But Kaprizov is just a hardworking kid. He has such passion for the game. Not surprising, being of Russian descent, sort of similar to the Ovechkin type, with maybe not so much the celebrations, but just a smile on his face around the rink. He's one of the last guys off the ice every day. He really works hard. And Minnesota Wild fans are loving what they've seen from number 97.
Joe O'Donnell here with us this morning on the Panthers Insider Show, helping us get set up for the Panthers and the Minnesota Wild tonight, which, by the way, folks, 6 o'clock, FLA Live Arena. We hope to see you out there, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, to get your tickets. But we go from talking about one of the guys, Joe, who's one of the most dynamic offensive players in the National Hockey League. He's on all the highlight reels. To switching gears a little bit, to just what did it mean when Minnesota acquired Ryan Reeves, this season? It seems like one of those moves where a veteran guy who's been around, who provides some muscle in the lineup, was able to come in and just give a little bit of a jolt to a team that did already have a decent amount of muscle in its locker room. But he's one of the toughest customers out there and a very unique skill set.
Yeah, added a little bit more size. Not that it was necessarily lacking, but the personality, the energy level, you know, Bill Guerin talked about the other day in his sort of midseason press conference when it was brought up. And he mentioned as well, when the trade first happened, acquiring Ryan Reeves, is that he felt things were flat for whatever reason. You got to remember, Bill Guerin won Stanley Cups as a player. He's won them in management. He's got 4 Stanley Cup rings. He knows what it takes, what a locker room dynamic needs. And I think he just sensed something was off and they needed a little spark. And that's what Ryan Reeves brings. He's not going to show up on the score sheet every night, but you know he's going to, in his 9 or 10 minutes of time on ice, he's going to throw out his handful of hits, and he's certainly going to provide some insurance and some protection for the rest of the team. So, everything's been on the up since he's been here playing alongside Brandon Duhaime, who hails from Parkland, Florida, and Connor Dewar, a couple of youngsters. That's kind of been the quote-unquote fourth line the last few games. And they provide an impact on the forecheck, good defensive responsibility. And Dean Evason's really comfortable right now starting the fourth line in any situation, D-zone, face-offs, you name it. And Ryan Reeves brings a lot of experience and swagger to this team. It's been a nice acquisition.
Joe O'Donnell here with us, and a good little segue there. You mentioned the Florida connection to Brandon Duhaime, and he's a guy that you've had a chance to get to know a pretty decent amount, just in terms of his progression, and over the years, more and more, it's not out of the realm of possibility now, or out of the norm, when you see a guy from Florida or California or Texas or, you know, wherever, a southern state in a National Hockey League lineup. But as far as Brandon Duhaime goes, I know he's probably going to have
a lot of folks on hand at the game tonight to watch this one.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. He did last year as well. And just a really good kid, you know, talking about hard work. He's right up there at the top of the list. He's in great shape. Even since his rookie season, the American Hockey League, you know, just physically built different. And he's been great, especially shorthanded. You know, he was, I believe, top five amongst all rookies in hits last year. I mean, he did not really hesitate when he got his opportunity a season ago, made the most of it. He's been a mainstay outside of some injuries this year in the Wild lineup. The coaching staff has really liked his development and just plays a hard-nosed, straight-line game, can shoot the puck pretty well. But a big part of the Wild's penalty kill, which was a sore spot for them last year. I mean, it was an area that they really struggled in, including in the playoffs. Brandon Duhaime is starting to grow into a very, very good penalty killer, and that's helped this Wild team a lot. Again, he just unfortunately got dinged up a couple of times this year, so he's missed some games, but coaches have been pleased what they've seen from him. And you mentioned the family and friends he might have here. There's actually a lot of family and friends in town because this is the Wild's quote-unquote guest trip. So there's a lot of dads, brothers, sons, you know, mentors. So really cool for a couple of games, obviously tonight against the Panthers, then Tuesday in Tampa Bay for the fathers and other guests to get some sunshine and watch the team kind of up close and personal.
That's a good little trip for the guests to come on, get the trip southward, get some sunshine, things like that. Joe O'Donnell here with us. Last individual we'll ask you about, because we it feels like we're just going down the lineup. But as I said, the Panthers and the Wild haven't seen each other this year.
Yeah.
One of the only teams on the schedule the Panthers have yet to see. And you talk about guys who've kind of become fan favorites. And, of course, I guess we'll wait and see with goaltending matchups day of who gets the call. But just with Marc-Andre Fleury, you know, I know goaltenders can't wear C's on their jerseys, but I got to think his presence with that Wild team is something that has certainly helped day to day, because we see it on television. His general demeanor seems like he just has such a great love for the game. People enjoy his presence, his company. He can lighten the mood even this far into his career, and he's accomplished so much. It seems like he just has so much appreciation for every day. Marc-Andre Fleury, just his general attitude. What's it meant for this Wild team?
Well, you touched on it. I mean, he's a great ambassador to the game. He's been so much fun to be around. I consider myself very lucky because, you know, he'll be in the Hall of Fame, no question, as soon as he hangs him up. So just an amazing person, a genuine person, always has time for the fans, but he's a competitor. You know, with all that personality and the flair, you watch him every night. He's making glove saves. It looks like he's playing in the 90s, you know, the big – flashy arm saves, and he's got a flair for the dramatic, but you know, his work ethic and his competitiveness is what probably has, you know, kept him going to age 38 now. He's way different than Philip Gustavson, the Wild's acquired goaltender this summer in the Cam Talbot trade from Ottawa. Gustavson is cool, calm, and collected, very mild-mannered, and Fleury and Ned is out challenging shooters, you know, diving poke checks, two-pad stacks. I mean, just an old-school approach. I encourage the listeners and your fans, if they're at the game tonight, to watch Fleury at the end of warmups, because even if he's not playing, he will stay out until after the horn and take breakaway sort of penalty shot opportunities from Wild players. And I have never seen anything like that before, even when he's starting. Usually the starting goalie's off the ice with 3-4 minutes left, if not more, in warmups. Fleury stays out past the horn. He'll be flipping pucks into the stands. I mean, just a great representation of our game, and obviously a surefire Hall of Famer.
Yeah, when everything you described right there, it makes me think back to when Roberto Luongo was suiting up with the Panthers, and obviously he just recently did go into the Hall of Fame. But between the presence and being approachable and being a great guy and great in the community, but then you add that to just a competitive spirit that was virtually unmatched, and a dedication to the craft of goaltending. Sounds like you were describing Roberto Luongo as well, so I can see exactly where you're coming from. Joe O'Donnell here with us, and Joe, I guess before we let you get going, from your perspective, if the Wild are going to have success against the Panthers, or if there's something that you see as the biggest key against this Panthers team tonight, the Panthers have been pretty good on home ice, obviously. Barkov, Tkachuk, you know, guys like that have been rolling along, but If you were going to look at what might be the biggest challenge or what's going to be the biggest focus for Minnesota against the Panthers, from your perspective, what is it going into tonight?
I think it's got to be a better start. Just a handful of shots in each of the last first periods. The road trip started in D.C., three shots on goal, trailed 1-0. The other night, Carolina on Thursday, they get outshot 11-6, I think, in the first. They get out of it scoreless thanks to Fleury. So I think an emphasis on a solid start. And the other thing I'd say is, just continue to be stingy defensively. Again, I go back to the fact this is a different team than last year. A little bit personnel-wise with no Kevin Fiala, no Dmitry Kulikov, who Panthers fans know. But they got to play a different brand this year. And when they embrace that, when they try and grind teams down, when they have good sticks defensively, it's a much better Wild team than one that's in a track meet game. And, I haven't seen the Panthers this year, but knowing them last year and knowing the talent, some of them you named, you get into a run-and-gun game with this team and their building, could make for a long night. You don't want to be giving up odd man rushes. So I think the Wild are going to focus on their start, focus on the good team game. Practice yesterday in Sunrise, most likely working on some of those things. And we'll see what happens when the puck drops. I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a great game.
Joe Donnell, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Wild on radio. And, of course, Joe doing great work all season long, so be sure to tune in to him. I know the NHL app makes it so easy to listen not only to our broadcast of the Panthers games, but everybody across the league. So we encourage you to check everybody out. Joey, thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll see you out at the arena tonight.
Nice chat with you, Doug. Talk to you, bud.
Great to talk to you. Joe Donnell, radio voice of the Minnesota Wild, kind enough to take some time out for us here on the Panthers Insider Show this morning. The Panthers hosting Margaritaville Night coming up on January 27th, less than a week away, 7 o'clock at night when the Panthers take on the LA Kings. That's Friday. Purchase your ticket package today. Includes a limited edition Margaritaville bucket hat while supplies last. Plus, enjoy Margaritaville beach tunes live in the Coors Light Cold Zone from Jimmy Stoll and the Stowaways, Stilt Walkers, and more. Go to floridapanthers.com today. Folks, it's the Panthers Insider Show. More to come as we set the table for the Panthers and the Wild tonight. Again, a 6 o'clock faceoff at FLA Live Arena. Stick around. We've got more of the Panthers Insider Show next on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, and joining us in just a moment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers radio broadcast, Billy Lindsay, is going to be stopping by. Panthers and the Minnesota Wild tonight, 6 o'clock faceoff, 5:30 Panthers preview. We've got you covered leading up to the puck drop tonight. We'd love to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Panthers fans, enter the Yuengling Flyaway Sweepstakes now for your chance to win a trip to Nashville. The Flyaway prize includes hotel, airfare, and tickets for the Panthers February 18th matchup against the Nashville Predators. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/contests to enter. And, well, going into tonight's game, the Panthers, they're playing some good hockey. They took 5 out of 6 points on that recent road trip. The Panthers 22-20-5, 4 points behind Pittsburgh, who currently occupies that second wild card spot. Now, the Penguins do have 2 games in hand. The Panthers and the Penguins play Tuesday night. That's going to be a huge game for a Tuesday night in January. Going to be about as big as it gets. Joining us now to talk all things Panthers, to preview tonight's game, look back at the week that was, look ahead, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, stopping by. Billy, how are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Everything is good. How are you doing, Doc?
Doing great. And Billy, we've talked about it quite a bit here in the first half of the season, talking about how, for the Panthers, they didn't need to rip off a 10-game win streak. It was just going to take a little bit of a sustained run of picking up points in bulk, and now you look back, the Panthers have collected 7 of the last 8 points that have been on the table. Going back to a week ago, that home game against Vancouver, they took 5 out of 6 points on the road, and now they find themselves pretty close to that second wild card spot. Is this what we're seeing right now, potentially an example of the Panthers turning the corner and getting on the kind of a roll that we've been talking about for a while?
Trending in the right direction at the right time, 6-2-1 tonight, 7-2-1 last 10. If you beat Minnesota, those are the stretches that you're looking for. Then a couple of huge games on the road, New York Rangers, Pittsburgh Penguins. Boy, if you could come out 2-0-1, 3-0-0, next stretch, you're in the race. You're right there. It's critical. It's not must-win games, but it would go a long way if you find a way to beat both Pittsburgh and the Rangers. Minnesota at home, playing good hockey. The power play is going in the right direction. They lost a lot of games in the first half that they just should not have lost, and that's starting not – they're starting to play outplay teams and get victories, which is the goaltending's been better. Special teams have been a lot better for this group. The analytics pointed it in the right direction. No one wants to talk about it, but the analytics were off the charts in the first half, just not the results. Duplicate what you did in the first half and get results. You'll find yourself in the playoffs.
And Billy, a couple things I want to get to off what you mentioned there, but something else that Paul Maurice has mentioned as well. Going up to the All-Star break, I know with this grind that the Panthers have been on, they've had no choice but to just stay in the moment and focus on the task at hand with so many road games and things like that. And Paul Maurice kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, for a lot of teams, if you're at home a lot, if you have gaps in your schedule, it might be easy to start to look ahead to the All-Star break and know that you have a little bit of time off coming up. But for this Panthers team, they haven't been able to let their mind wander like that because this January schedule's been such a grind. And going into the month, we talked about this schedule maybe being an obstacle for the Panthers, something they had to get through. But on the other hand, Billy, you've played the game, you've gone through the rigors of the schedule. Can a stretch like this be something that really brings a team together when you know that you're going to be on the road a lot, you're going to be playing a lot of tough teams, you're going to be playing a lot of hockey, it seems like just more than every other day, really, when you get right down to it. Looking at the way things have gone, do you think that this schedule may have, even though it didn't look like it was going to at first, may have been something that really brought this team together and really did them some favors in some regards?
Paul Maurice said it to me best. I said, at some point, you guys are going to have to, because they haven't won three in a row at that point. I said to him, at one point, you're going to have to string something together. And he talked about it and said yes. And he said, what happens is those win streaks are going to come at the most unexpected times. And that's what's going to propel you over the top. Well, this would be one of those unexpected times where you're kind of going through it. This kind of galvanizes a team. You have sort of that playoff mindset where you got to block pucks. You got to do everything. You know you got that break coming up. Let's lay it out and empty the gas tank here in these last few games. And then you have that heavy home schedule after the All-Star break. Could set yourself up really good. And I've harped on it a lot, and people out there don't talk about it. But the guys, most times this group, the guys, Barkov, Reinhart, Ekblad is starting to get better. Montour's having a career year. These guys are going to get their numbers, and a lot of that is that power play. Starting to get those extra points on the power play really bleeds into your confidence offensively. So that, to me, is one of the biggest signs to see a power play start going. Even if you get a second assist on the power play that seems meaningless, in a player's mind, it sort of clicks into something. Okay, well, I didn't play my best. Couple assists on the power play. Okay, keep going. Next game, I got my legs. You just add to those totals. And that's what you're starting to see from this group, is they're starting to build confidence offensively through some of that power play success. And then the number one issue down the line here, I know Bobrovsky's banged up night, whatever. Whoever is lying, whoever is in between the pipes, the only thing left for this group is get the saves when they need it. If they get the saves, quality goaltending, hard to see this team not making the playoffs.
Billy Lindsay, our guest here this morning on Panthers Insider. And Billy, the Panthers have the Minnesota Wild tonight. And we had Joe O'Donnell from the Wild broadcast on last segment. But you cover the league from a wide scope, too, with your work at the NHL Network. We love to promote, obviously, every night that the Panthers are home. But we also need to tell folks, when there's somebody coming into town with an opposing team who is worth the price of admission, Billy, they call him the Thrill for a reason. Kirill Kaprizov only comes to town here in Sunrise once during the regular season. Fans driving around looking for something to do tonight. Panthers in the Minnesota Wild. What can you expect when you see number 97 over on the other side tonight? Number 97 of the Wild hit the ice.
So 97, if you put McDavid as the best 97, best hockey player in the world, Kaprizov is not quite in that elite top tier, but he is immediately below it. If you take maybe the top 5, 10 guys in the NHL, somewhere in that 5 to 15 range falls Kaprizov. He's that good. He's that dynamic. It means so much to that team. So he'll bring you out of your seats. You got to be able to contain him tonight. He has the ability to take over a hockey game just by himself. The same thing with his line mate, Zuccarello, has been a nice fit. They've been a good pair together. Got some youngsters over there. They got that grief line that maybe no one pays attention to that's really big. Erickson, Ek, Foligno, Greenway, those guys are huge, can really hurt you on the forecheck. This Minnesota team's going through a little trials and tribulations of their own at this point. Matt Dumba, one of their quality defensemen, has been a healthy scratch. Looks like he may be a healthy scratch again tonight, but this Minnesota team's kind of wounded at this point. So you're going to see a desperate, urgent group, and it's going to be led by Kaprizov.
Yeah, the Panthers and the Minnesota Wild tonight. Panthers looking to charge into a playoff spot. Of course, the Wild trying to maintain their current positioning as we have a lot of hockey still to play here in this 22-23 National Hockey League season. Billy, you touched on the special teams a little bit, but just from this Panthers power play that really seems to have gotten comfortable, is it a matter of just starting to feel good, that confidence that seems like it's snowballed into now this power play being one of the most dangerous power plays in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, the frustrating part is that you led the league in chances on the power play and weren't getting the goals. All of a sudden, okay, now that everything's starting to go in, which is what happens through 82 games. 82 games is a lot, folks, to go. And all you have to look at is the coaching staff. Are we generating chances? Are the looks getting there? There were some parts where it got a little ugly, but for the most part, they generate chances. And now they're scoring. And you talk about lightening the sticks. It just, I know from a player's perspective, just how it lightens your stick. They're moving it around. It's crisp. It's sharp. Tkachuk's always in front of the net. Montour, Ekblad are just wailing away from the point. Reinhardt's been so good the last couple of years on the power play. It's a tough power play to stop when it's weaponized like this, and they're starting to feel it, and the confidence is just growing game by game.
Billy Lindsay, our guest here, he'll be on the air with me tonight. Panthers and the Minnesota Wild, 6 o'clock face-off, 5:30. We'll get you set up with Panthers preview. Billy, thanks for stopping by here this morning. We'll see you at the rink tonight.
All right, Doug. I appreciate it, my friend. All the best.
Thank you very much. Billy Lindsay, our guest right there, and big thanks to him for stopping by here on the Panthers Insider Show. That takes us up to the end of the program this morning. Thanks to Billy for joining us. Thanks to Joe O'Donnell for stopping by last segment. Tonight at 6, Panthers and the Wild, 5:30. We get you set up with Panthers preview, folks. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. We've got you covered across the Panthers radio network tonight if you can't make it out to FLA Live Arena in Sunrise. Once again, big thanks, Billy Lindsay, Joe O'Donnell, for stopping by this morning. I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for joining us. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.